Changing of the guard is underway in the nation's capital. Many big government Democrats and Republicans have been shown the door, and a new class of small government Tea Party members are taking the Capitol by storm. But many fear this is not the beginning of real change, and in reality, just a case of meet the new boss, same as the old one, including my next guest, Reason TV's Nick Gillespie. Nick, it's always a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch. You and I have talked on air and off for many, many, many hours about the nature of government and its role in our lives. Do you think that a single congressional election in an off year, in a non-presidential year, which produces 45 brand new members of Congress, many to a person pledging that they will reduce the size of the government and be faithful to the Constitution, is this going to bring about any real change?
Hope springs eternal. For me, I think that the momentary focus on the debt ceiling is interesting because it is, in a way, forcing the Republicans to do something. I think they are going to have to bargain harder in terms of some kind of spending cuts. I think that, you know, early on, they walked away from the $100 billion cuts they had talked about. Very disturbing. But I hopefully, you know, the only way out of this is for people, for voters to hold their representatives' feet to the fire and say, we are done. We're out of money. We got to cut spending. Right, but, and you're going to do it.
But John Boehner, who's a very nice guy and who's a very, very different person from his values on up than Nancy Pelosi, is the same John Boehner that led the charge for the Patriot Act, for TARP, for stimulus, for all those.
No child
all those,
left behind.
Right. Yeah. All those big government things that George Bush wanted when he was in the White House. Is he suddenly a libertarian?
No. But this is the thing, is that one hopes that John Boehner recognizes that Nancy Pelosi had a very short tenure as Speaker because she was a failure. What will point towards success for the Republicans and for Boehner, if he wants to hold on to power, he's got to give up on the money fixation.
All right.
That's the only hope.
Do you think that he will rally Republicans to vote against raising the debt ceiling? Or will he cut some kind of a deal with the president? The president will give him some Christmas tree ornaments, and he'll let the president go borrow another $4 trillion.
Yeah, here, one of the things that is troubling is that the lame duck session where they extended the Bush tax rates for a couple more years, that was a terrible deal to be struck. There was no reason that anything should have been done other than just straight up extending the tax rates indefinitely, not, you know, just for 2 years. He's a bad negotiator. I think that is clear. Again, what needs to happen is, you know, the Tea Party movement and the anti-spending party, the silent majority of people who are fed up, 60% of people want a government that spends less and does less.
Right.
They are the people whose voices have to be heard.
Will the Tea Party folks in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives stay faithful to their views of small government and natural rights and the Constitution, or will they be co-opted by the John Boehner big government types?
I don't know. I hope not. One of the big sticking points, and you can see this in people like Rand Paul, Tom Coburn, there's a number of people in the House as well. Republicans are saying, you know what, let's stop saying defense spending is off the table because, you know, we're spending over $700 billion a year.
Right.
In defense spending, it's going up to $900
billion. Cut across the board.
We got to go where the money is to save money.
Gillespie, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.